I'd like to say good afternoon, everybody. This is going to be my first talk at DEF CON. I'm nervous as hell. Just fucking deal with it. Alright. I'd like to say welcome. I'm from, my name's Terrence from War Driving World. I'm sure a couple of you see me. Any of you guys bought stuff from us at all, or nothing? Alright, cool. Don't worry about it. I'm here to get you guys excited about EVDO. I haven't seen anything on it. I'm really looking forward to it, and we're gonna have a blast.
Give me one volume!
Alright. We're gonna start out with an intro to EVDO. I mean, very basic shit. Cell phone data, yay, fun, good. Rev Zero was designed in 1999. 700 kilobits per second. Rev A was done, reduced latency, increased data, and it's out available now in stores. It's designed to be using VoIP. Rev B was, you know, set out for like HD content, HD video. That's going to be coming out in 2008. And I just want to give you a basic, you know, overview of the cards here. There's some form factors, which you guys are familiar with. We have the S620, which has locked firmware. This is where we're going to get into this stuff. It's got an external antenna port. V620, again, locked firmware. 640, PC5200, locked firmware. Dell 5700, MSL, all zeros. We can connect to it, but we got that locked firmware issue, so we can't edit files. And then the 740, same deal. Then we got the KPC650, which has got completely unlocked firmware. We can edit it, we can write whatever we want, and this is where the fun begins. Junction links, patch, we're going to get to that in a little bit. And then right now, is anyone familiar with QPST? Awesome. This is the software that... Huh? I don't have it. This is the Qualcomm firmware, the Qualcomm software that was developed for the cards so that we can edit the firmware files and start doing what we want to do. Right now here, we're just going to go through how to configure it. Once you get it loaded onto the system, you go to the QPST configuration, you'll see this window. And then you're going to add new port. And then what you're going to do is you're going to, when you add the new port, you're going to look for the card that has the UTS, and you're good. You can add the card, and you get the modem. It's a show here. Let's get it fired up. Alright, here you can see that we've got the modem enabled and that the MSL is set to all zeros. And we're able to log onto the card here and see the actual firmware. In here, we've got the ESM file, which we can edit. Oh shit. Sorry guys. Alright. Here is the
Wow.
Yeah. Here we can actually edit the ESM file, and this is the only card that's capable of doing it in all the cards that I've tested. I'm not going to actually go ahead and do it right now because, of course, it's a felony, but I am going to show you that it is possible of doing it. Alright. 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 So, what we'll do is once you've edited the ESM file, once someone has edited it or not, you're able to load the ESN file back on and overwrite the existing one. It will actually change the ESN. Now, some of you guys have cell phones that have both EVDO and regular wireless cell phone. A lot of people have come up and asked, is it possible to take the ESN from the EVDO, for your EVDO phone, and then move it over to an EVDO card and then connect to it. And I can say I've never personally tried it, but I have heard that if you do that, you move it over to the phone, and then the ESN on the phone will connect to just the EVDO. It won't actually connect to the phone network, but you will be able to download packets and, you know, download data and stuff just as if it was an internal EVDO card. Actually, let's go ahead here and move the ESN file over. Oh. Oh, sorry, yeah, we're going through the QBST configuration. My bad. We're going through the QBST configuration, and we're connecting to the phone. It came undone when we tried to mess with that computer and the display settings. So what happens here is when we go to create that new file, it'll overwrite, it gives us the options to overwrite the existing one. And then, you know, here you select it, you choose the file you'd like. Just drop this one in here, which is the same one that we had before. And boom, it just overwrote it. And it would if someone was to actually edit the file and change the ESN, it would overwrite it and would change it to that ESN. And this gets to some of the basic theory and concept behind the monitoring of the EVDO packets itself. All right, we're going to close out of this for a second. I want to show you some more parts of the EVD of the QPSG software. Don't worry, we got some nice Linux stuff coming up soon. And right now, there's two parts. There's the EVDO, there's the RXTT and the RTT, and then there's the EVDO side. And a lot of times, what'll happen is you'll be in an RTT zone, and you'll be just one bar less on EVDO. So it's not going to connect the EVDO network; it's going to connect to the RTT. So you're able to edit the card to only connect to the EVDO side of it with this service programming. And again, it's really nice because this card is unlocked and the MSL is all zeros. Here you see we have many options for the card that we can edit and change. Here we'll read from the phone and this will pull the existing settings that we have pre-programmed on the phone. Here the preferred network mode will allow you to select which network you want it to connect to, or automatic networks. Yeah, let's go. And then, again, write it back to the phone. Now, here's this interesting tab that we really need to look into. This is capable of turning on and off the security on the card. Shit. Huh? It's my Guinness sash. All right. Also, we're able to download the firmware from the card with another part of the software called the software download. And this will enable us to back up the files on the phone before we edit it, or if we edit it, and also read through them in some nice editors that they have for us. Here we're backing up the QCN file off the phone, and then we're going to go into an editor and see what we can change. So here we'll just go through the viewer, and then actually NV. There's some torrents floating around, but I've never seen them. All right, the green demon, man. Here we have our QCN file, which we had downloaded earlier, and we can also edit each setting in here as well and write them back to the non-volatile RAM. Now, it's essential for you to know that if someone was going to go about and edit the ECN file, there's a checksum similar to a barcode, and there's a checksum calculator. The checksum is the last digit right here, And there's some checksum calculators floating around as well. And you're going to need the checksum calculator to generate the last digit to change the ESN. All right, I'm going to go back to the junction patch. Using these cards in Linux has been a bear. I've been using mine for over the past year. I've been using it in Gentoo, and I absolutely love it. What it's done for me is I can't begin to explain how many classes it's gotten me through, the teachers talking and stuff like that. And what I noticed is there's... When I'm in class, at our school we don't have Wi-Fi. So what we were able to do, or what I was able to do, was go out and create sort of like a stomp box for Linux on a live CD. And we're going to present that as well. Yeah. No. All right. What I'm gonna do now is I'm gonna just load up my Gentoo distro, and I'm gonna show you guys the EVDO access point, and then also the EVDO configuration script. Huh? You really don't want to know? It's my 27th mount and I have a check forced. The range on what? Huh? The access point. I'm using the Atheros card built into my laptop with WLink and Fig, so it's internal. Again, you could use any card that you wanted. Any Atheros based card that you wanted to get it. Any external antenna to get whatever range you're looking for. So I'm gonna give out some free shit. all right. I've got a free KPC 650 card here. The good one? I don't know. We gotta wait for this damn thing to post. I don't want to throw this, so, No. Let's. Down. Hey. Down. Fuck. All right, let's come up with a nice contest that we can give this out. And, what? Let.
Anybody want to spot a fed for a card?
All right, let's take it too freaking long. Please spot a hacker. What is Pilgrim's real name? What is Pilgrim's real name? Awesome. Awesome. So one up. I got one more. We're almost done. Man, this is really bad. All right, what I've heard is when two ASNs connect to the network, they both drop. And then one is deactivated until you call the cell phone company. Wouldn't want to be in that position. But that's what would happen. I mean, does anyone else have any questions at all? Well, that when two ASNs connect to the system, they drop both. They drop the ESN. And then, so the ESN's dead until the person calls back. I wouldn't want to be the one with that account. All right, this is all, like, theory, and what we want to do is, the basic concept that we have is, if we can match the ESN of another phone, and then have a way to disconnect it from Verizon, or not have it go out and connect to Verizon, and be within the range of another card that has the same ESN, what can we do? And this is where we want to work on, what we want to work on. And I wanted to get people excited about this so that we can work on this and go further with this. This card, the KPC650, has opened up a whole new avenue for us to explore that wasn't available before. So it's going to happen. It's going to happen soon. I've heard of TDMA networks being compromised. And I've heard from reliable sources that they are able to monitor TDMA networks. So if they're able to monitor TDMA, why not CDMA? Ah, here's a good one. Can you use a Sprint ESN on a Verizon card? Can you take a Sprint card and transfer it to Verizon? And I want to say it's possible. There's a file on the firmware of the card that has the user settings the connection string to connect to Verizon or Sprint, and it's there, and it's editable. So if you were to, say, take an ESN from a Verizon card, move it over to a Sprint card, and then change the Verizon card to mimic the Sprint card, it should work. Really should work. I can't hear you. Yes. I was going to look into that until I found the KPC650. I had a whole box of cards to go through and edit, and the KPC650 cards that were the one that I didn't have to, we didn't have to do any of that. So the files are there and editable and good to go. So I say we stick with the KPC650, move forward with the project and see what we can do with that. No, because it's all zeros on most of them except for the 620s. So like the XV620, the 5700, that's all zeros. But there's a firmware lock that locks the files from being edited that is not being shown on the Kyocera. Is there any other questions? This seems to be working a little better. You mean there is no mini PCI. You mean PC Express? The PC Express cards seem to be based off of the 620 chipset and have the same issue. I have one built into the laptop, and I was experiencing the exact same thing. Again, the MSL or the SPC was set to all zeros. You were able to log into the card, but you weren't able to edit the files that you want to work with. I'm sorry? Yes. I haven't done too much work with the USB models, but I'm expecting to see the same results since they're all based off of the same chipsets. The USB cards, all of them seem to be built on further from the 620 card. All the cards that are out, even the USBs. So, what was weird was the Kyocera was the only card that was put out by Kyocera, and this was the only card that we've seen that has that unlock. So I'm really not expecting them to have the same problem come out again or same thing happen, same issue. Nothing. We just got to go and start working on it. You know, that's why we're here. Like, you know, I really want to hear people, you know, get going with this. All right, so, let's see, we're up and going now. Let me go ahead and, right now, let's see here. Yeah. All right, here we go. This is a forward-looking tail of our Varlog messages file, and as you see, we've just connected with the internal EVDO that's built into this. Now, I have an internal Theros card that's built into the laptop, so I wrote this script. That's going to be coming out on the live CD for everybody that will allow you to rebroadcast this over Wi-Fi. I'm going to just bring it back to me for a second. And, dialogue seems to be a little cranky with the resolution all out of whack, but we're going to go ahead and do it anyways. Here we're about to select our network name. Alright. Here we're able to select our network name, run it, and then it automatically does everything for you. All the routing and all the routing tables so that you can come back and have a wireless network with EVDO that has DHCP support, and you can allow your friends to connect while you're in the vicinity of the area. I talk to me later. Right. Is there any other questions? I'm sorry? Yeah, that's an open question. That sounds good. All right. We're going to move this over to the track 1 Q&A, all right? Thank you, guys.